It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Right, you've read the title. Bear with me a second, okay? Don't get angry just yet. This video, John, is titled, One Day, Can Aston Villa Actually Win the Premier League Title? Now, I say bear with me because for some that may not be an outlandish statement. Maybe people do believe we will be title winners one day. And whatever one day is, it could be 5 years, 10 years. If you're saying 50 years, then yeah, obviously at some point I'd like to think we're going to, fortunes could change and we win the title. Yeah. But realistically, I'm talking about the near future, Emery's tenure. If he's here for 6, 7, 8 years, can we actually win the title in that period of time?
Yeah.
Now, when we put this filming session together, I voice noted you and said, I've got an idea for an episode, what about this? And you were like, blimey, all right. So, like I said, bear with me. The reason I say this is because a few times or a couple of times you've said, like, is like what we're experiencing with Villa now, as in going for fourth place,
yeah.
Is this like the best we can achieve? Is this like the best it's going to be? And some people may say yes, like to be kind of best of the rest, if Liverpool, Arsenal and Man City are going to be the top three for the next decade, to be just behind them is pretty good place to be in,
yeah,
considering what Chelsea are doing, Man United, etc. But can it get better than that? Is it feasible to suggest that Villa could be a title winner? Because I know every club can say, oh, what about this result and that, and injuries.
Yeah.
But if you do seriously for a second consider Torres not getting injured, Kamara not missing half a season, even the little suspensions to McGinn, etc.
Yeah.
We're not a million miles away. I'm not saying we'd have won it this season, but we're not a million miles away if you add another 6 or 7 points to Villa. And that's probably being conservative.
Yeah.
Man United twice, Sheffield United, Brentford, just off the top of my head. If you add another 5 or 6 points to Villa, we're 11 points off the top as it stands of recording this video. Add another 6 or 7 on, which I think is being conservative. And we're 5 or 6 off the top this season, given everything we've been through.
Yeah.
So is it crazy? Is it mental to suggest that in 3 or 4 years, we do go on this run where we are, we might not necessarily go on to win it, but we're certainly in that race till the very end.
Yeah.
It's a long intro for me, by the way, so take with that what you want.
you've laid it out well.
Thank you.
What I would say is, if you're going to finish fourth, you won't be a million miles away from the top.
Yeah,
so I think that's my first point. My second point is, we can go and have a better points haul than this season is what I would say,
yeah,
which would put us closer to the top, you'd have thought.
And if it's one of those weird seasons where it only takes like 81 to win the league,
maybe.
Yeah.
And they do happen.
Yeah,
probably when Guardiola leaves. And
this is also the thing, Klopp's obviously on the way out. Yeah. Guardiola, I don't think, will be there in the next 2 or 3 years. Does that then open up an opportunity for Emery to kind of swoop in and not be this dominating 99-point season? But if you can win the league on mid-80s, to me, that doesn't seem impossible.
I think it would open it up for Arsenal, for sure.
Yeah.
Because we can't get around, to be fair, what they've done. I mean, last season, they had a great season, but their mentality at the end weren't quite there. But that's their first season of being a top team. This season, what, 4 games away from winning the league if City drop points, which could happen. You know, literally one game I'm talking about. So they are right up there as a top team now. But Villa beat them 2-0 away from home. So,
and 1-0 at home.
Yes, exactly. And we beat City at home. So we're not, as you say, Dan, not a million miles away. But to win the league, you've got to be, especially in the Premier League, nearly perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was, after the Brentford game when we conceded 3 goals, I was looking into the kind of negative stats. And I can't quite remember. I think it was something mad like only 2 teams had qualified. Sorry, only 2 teams had finished 4th, having conceded more than 50 goals or something along those lines in the Premier League era, and we've conceded 50 already. So we'll be one of a very, very small amount of clubs who have, if we get 4th, finish in the top 4 having conceded quite a lot of goals. So firstly, what I would say is if you're going to win a league, your defence needs to be watertight. And if you look at Arsenal this season, like, blimey, not many teams scored 2 goals against them, and we did. We also kept 2 clean sheets against them, so I've
conceded 26.
They conceded 26 goals, yeah, which is mad. That's what half of we have or so. So, yeah, that would be my first point. Defensively, you need to be rock solid going forward. This season, at least, we've been fantastic. Like, no issues there at all. But yeah, to win a league, it takes mentality. It takes a lot of stuff we could have done as well as what Arsenal have up until this point. But then to get over the line, even in the last 4 or 5 games, is something altogether different, and that's something that Arsenal struggled with last season, for example. So I think you need to be going well in the top 4 for a few seasons before you can actually think of competing for a league title, in my opinion. We've obviously had crazy seasons like
Leicester. I'm not saying next season, by the way.
I mean,
7, 8, 9
Yeah,
years.
And this is why I'm saying, you know, it could happen, because if Villa are competing around the top 4 for a period of time, you might get your chance one season. Tottenham had it, didn't they?
Yeah.
When the Leicester kind of freak season occurred.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And Tottenham haven't been far off in other seasons as well, but they haven't really had the, I don't know, the kind of persuasion about themselves to think, oh, we can actually do it. They had a team to do it, in my opinion, but they never thought that they were that good, maybe. They didn't quite believe in themselves. Top four was always just their thing. So if we have a mentality of, all right, we can actually do something in the next 5 years, you know, about competing towards, you know, first place, then who knows? Yeah, it takes a few years, I think, of building towards that. Say it's more than what you do on the pitch. It's mentality, it's dressing room, it's what players you recruit who have done it before. Like Jorginho has won the league. He's probably paramount in the Arsenal dressing room. A signing that probably goes well under the radar, but one that is key. So yeah, lots of different factors. But the key point is that if we maintain what we're doing under Emery, then that could be a situation that we could look at in a few years, I think.
And this video is, and this podcast is literally here just to, let's just have a chat about something positive. This is not be getting carried away. It is a little bit, I suppose. Or I don't want to kind of like, oh, deluded Villa fan thinks they're going to win the league. But it's like, you know.
It's mainly based on what I said before. And I don't think my point was, if Villa don't win the league, then their prize is going to be the same as what it is this season of qualifying for the Champions League. If you finish second, I'm not really bothered about being a runner-up. Even if it was Villa, if you finish runner-up in the Premier League, you know, fantastic, but
you don't get anything more than
you've basically lost the title if you finish runner up on the grand scheme of things. And it's the same prize as finishing fourth, maybe even fifth in more years to come, because I think this will probably be one of the few seasons where the English clubs don't get that fifth place. I think this season it's just because Man United are a poor team, Newcastle weren't prepared. For the first time in a long time, the knockouts as well didn't go to plan.
Yeah, Liverpool
are doing their thing. Yeah, so a lot has happened this season in Europe for English clubs. So, my point was just in terms of the prize, can it get better than this? And yeah, it could get better with points and where we actually finish. But winning the league title is something that you're going to have to build towards, I think.
Mm. Yeah, that's absolutely fair. Another thing that got me thinking about this is obviously, you know, we had that conversation before about is this the best it can get? I remember having a chat with my dad when we were promoted. Obviously, you kind of consider us, Tottenham, and Man City at a stage, O'Neill era.
We Everton
were
kind as well, of, yeah.
Yeah, Everton as well was another one I was going to say. We're all kind of vying for the same kind of slots at one stage, top six, breaking into top four. Obviously, Man City get the takeover, whatever happens to them, you know, massive upwards trajectory, leave everyone in their wake kind of thing. Yeah. But even then, us and Tottenham are neck and neck, and they get into the top four and we don't. We eventually go on to get relegated. They build a massive new stadium, get to a Champions League final. When we get promoted and we play Tottenham on the opening day away and McGinn scores and we go 1-0 up and it's like, oh, bloody hell. But then we go on to lose. I came back up to the Premier League thinking, Christ, we're a million miles away from Spurs. Like, look what they've done in our absence of being in the Championship. We've been in the doldrums for 3.5-4 years. Mm. They've progressed as a club massively. It's only 10 years ago. It was us and them for fourth and look what they've done since and look what's happened to us. Yeah. Fast forward 3 or 4 years, we finished above Spurs last year. I back us to finish above Spurs again this year. Mm. And yes, they've got the massive stadium and the infrastructure and the revenue off the pitch, which massively outweighs Villa's. But on the pitch, what we're building with this squad and Unai Emery, there isn't this massive gulf now between Villa and Spurs that we had 5 years ago and that we had 10 years ago. Yeah. We are now on a level playing field with Spurs on the pitch, if not ahead of them technically, especially if we finish in the Champions League this year. They didn't have any European football last year and always talk about, oh, it's only the Conference League. Well, if it's so beneath you, go and win it then. For Villa now, my kind of expectations in 5 years has changed that we're a million miles behind Tottenham. Maybe in 5 years' time, right now we're thinking, well, we're a million miles behind Liverpool and Arsenal. But in 5 years' time, things change, and that's what sparked this podcast, this conversation. This isn't, I don't want to be, again, accused of clickbait or anything. This isn't just a video for the sake of a video. This is a conversation you and me would have on the phone, so let's have it on the podcast.
Football, there are cycles in football. She was saying Erik ten Hag was kind of clowned about it because he said it when he was appointed, saying, cycles change, things happen, and I can't remember exactly what he said, but like eras end or something. Theirs hasn't really started under Ten Hag, you know, to say the least. But that is the kind of the salient point there, because you know Liverpool's future really depends a whole lot on, I presume, Arne Slot, who is the final manager, soon to probably be the Liverpool manager. That seems to be the guy that they've gone after. I don't know a whole lot about him, but that feels like an opportunity for Villa. Because what does that mean for Liverpool? Well, it means that Van Dijk could go, Salah could go. It's like a change of the guard there. They might be in a transition for a year, I don't know. And to be fair, I thought Tottenham were in a transition for this year, but they've done awfully well, I think, under Ange to actually be where they are. But you're right, I think we're better than Tottenham. The thing about Tottenham as well, they are, for me, the model, I suppose. Because as you said, Dan, it was us and them. Tottenham were never really before that even competing around Europe, not for a long time. Quite a long period of time, really. They were in and around the bottom half the table, weren't they?
I remember
a stage for quite a long period.
I can't remember the manager. Was it Martin Jol, possibly? And they were 17th at one stage, and like they were
a bottom
half club for a long time.
And they've managed to become a club now that is kind of cemented as a big six. I said it before, I'll say it again. Villa want to be a great eight with Newcastle because they are going to be there for a long time now with their owners.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
But Tottenham are the model because they've come from there and they've been in Europe for so many years and they've done it. They've done it the right way, and Levy gets so much criticism from their fans. What on earth? You here's what you could have had, i.e. Everton now, i.e. Villa before, and here's what you've got, which is, you know, huge amounts of wealth. You know, helps being in London, don't get me wrong, but not every club in London is succeeding or has been successful.
They should always be in the top eight, pushing for Europe, in Europe. Yeah,
because they've cemented themselves, this is Villa's task. They've done it in such a short space of time to get where they are now. We've got Unai Emery extending his deal, hopefully in the summer, even putting more years down there. The footballing side is fantastic, Aston Villa at the moment, and needs to stay that way. And for it to stay that way, you think the other side, the business side, also needs to improve quite rapidly. Yeah. And it appears that it is with Batana, with Adidas, etc. A lot is going to happen in the next few years for Villa off the pitch. But while we're talking about on the pitch matters, we know that we're in safe hands.
Yeah.
And this is the point that we're trying to make. If Villa are in safe hands and doing well consistently and sustainably on the pitch for the next 3 or 4 years, and we're continuing to compete around the top four, you know, Unai Emery has already spoken about we need to continue to improve and continue to work harder. Nothing's impossible in football. It's end of the day, it's 11 players kicking a ball on the pitch. And if you have a good manager telling them what to do, you have a high chance of succeeding. Mm. And we've seen that so quickly in the last 18 months. Fast forward another 18 months, we might even have more points than what we have now, which again then closes the gap, as you say, to first position. Then this conversation isn't so mad as what it might seem. In 5 years, who knows what's going to happen. Yeah,
if you're always in the top four or top five, what is the gap that you are trying to bridge,
and
really?
And you have to always continue.
10 points.
And you have to improve to stay there. That's the key thing. Yeah. We all know that if you stand still in football, you go backwards. So if we're continuing to improve because we have to, does that mean we're always going to finish fourth and fifth? Maybe. But it might mean that we overcome a Liverpool because they're in transition, or another team, or whatever it may be, or we have a better season than another club because they have to sell a player. I don't know. But will we cut the gap to first in the next few years? I think that's definitely possible, which means that who knows what could happen in 5 years.
And there's one less club to compete with when Man City get relegated to League Two.
Oh, it's never going to happen.
Who knows?
Never going to happen. 40 grand, it'll be 40 grand fine. 45 maybe. Yeah.
All right, let's call it a day there for this little bonus podcast. Do let us know in the comments what you think. I'm more interested to hear what Villa fans think than others. I'm sure there will be non-Villa fans that stumble upon this podcast going, what the hell are those two on about? But I genuinely
I see Tottenham fans sometimes talk about, because they've had the Champions League stuff for years now, and they've kind of, once they get bored of it, but that's their, they've done it, right? And I see the fans talking about, well, will Ange be the guy that can win us a league title? Well, then we're better than them. And we will hope to be better than them in the coming years, or at least competing with them as well. So why can't that be our ambition in 5, 10, whatever it may be?
It has to be. There's no way that Emery and Nassif and Wes and all those guys are sitting there going, well, fourth's the best we can do here, I reckon, so let's just be happy with that.
They'll always try and do better, because you have to stay where you are at least, so why not?
Yeah, so let us know what you think in the comments. We're keen to hear from you, as always. Remember that this podcast is sponsored by NordVPN, and all the information you need is in the link down below. John, thanks for your time and indulging me for this one. Thank you for watching or listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.